Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That was a big moment. Became bigger once Alvarado ran into trouble in the eighth. That home run, the difference in the game. Phil's winning 6-4 last night. Reuben, I thought of one former Phil when that home run was hit last night.
Who is it?
Who was known for hitting home runs that would go really high, fly balls that would find their way out of the park? And I'm not ripping him. He's the all-time Phil. Mike Schmidt hit a ton of home runs that were just those high.
Yeah, but he also hit a lot of line drive.
Well, he
bullets.
Hit that too. He did. I mean, look, he hit 548 home runs. You hit every type. I'm just saying, my recollection, and I was on the younger side, it was a lot of those, you know, fly ball types that just kept going and would find their way out.
He'd create some backspin with that stuff, man.
Let me see if I get
some
this
serious
right,
backspin.
Joe. It's not that impressive that Jalen Hurts is on the 100 most influential. And really, Mike Schmidt's home runs weren't that impressive.
I'm just saying they were fly balls that would find their way out. You know?
You got anything for a hat trick?
Yeah.
How about go after Brian Dawkins?
All right, I'll give you one on Doc. Here we go. That whole group. And me and Trot are very close. That defense, only, I believe the number is one, only created one turnover in the five big playoff losses that decade. So the Rams game in 01, the Bucks game in 02, Panthers game in 03, Super Bowl in 04, and the Arizona loss in 08, one turnover, five games.
Proud of yourself?
No, I'm really not. I'm not. I'll tell you what I am proud of, that we ate some good food earlier today. Hey, thank you to Wendy's.
Oh, buddy.
The sausage burrito is my go-to.
It's incredible to me that they cook the eggs individually. Like, you got the egg with the yolk. I love that part. It's fresh cooked.
It was great.
Each one of them. And then the breakfast Baconator.
Oh, my
you
God.
You got everything you could ask for in a breakfast sandwich.
Cheesy
on
egg,
there.
Burger, mm-hmm. Bacon. Like, it's unbelievable.
The bacon, the sausage, the cheese, the egg, all on that. It's all there, and it's wonderful.
You got some seasoned potatoes that worked in.
Put right, those so look, on your breakfast bacon.
Correct.
That's what I did.
So don't sleep on the chicken. Don't sleep on the chicken biscuit. Don't sleep on it.
And some honey. Honey on there.
Yeah.
Well, get yourself some Wendy's. We had a great breakfast this morning. They have, of course, breakfast. They've got it all. Bacon and sausage burritos, the honey buddy chicken biscuit, the breakfast Baconators we're talking about, and the seasoned potatoes. Freshen up your morning with Wendy's breakfast. If you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, well, got to be Wendy's. Get yourself to your local Wendy's today. All right, to the phones we go. Time's yours in a few minutes. Mark in Delaware right now. Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Before I get to my two Eagles points, let me just make a point. Joe, you'll probably never be one of the most 100 influential people in the world, nor one of the most athletic or good-looking gentlemen while working with Dave, John, Mark, a.k.a. Ben Davis, Reuben, and ESP, and now Ross Tucker and his wife.
Well,
yeah. You're below everyone, he just said.
In looks and talent
I
and everything?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, for the love.
That's okay. A little harsh, so, Mark.
That is a little firm.
Hey, right. The truth hurts. Firm. You know what I'm saying?
That's a
the truth hurts.
That's
like an old Verlander fastball way back.
Well,
with
an old,
some ride.
An old fastball.
That's right.
So let me get to my two Eagles points.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Number one, earlier, I guess I don't remember what it was, yesterday or Monday, but you guys were talking about trading Tanner McGee.
McKee.
McKee for a draft pick. We've got 20 draft picks over the next 2 years. If there's a concern about how he's drafting, why would we want to do that?
Well, look, I don't think they would do it for a third, but it's something to be considered. And here's the one thing I'll say, Mark, on all these 20 picks, because it is great to have 20, but it is notable that it's not like they're loaded at the top of the draft. For instance, if you go back earlier this decade, they were walking into a bunch of drafts with two first-round picks, and then sometimes they would trade one and that whole thing. And that's
20
how that,
picks. I mean,
no, I know, but a third round
manufacturer.
No, I agree.
Moving up,
I agree.
Into that round.
Look, Mark, you bring up a good point. When you have that many picks, you don't feel, let's call it desperation, to acquire another third. But let's just know a third is more valuable than, like, you know, having a bunch of sixth, and they have more of those type of things than they do, you know, one, two, and threes.
I agree, but if you trade McKee, then you're just going to have to draft another back.
I agree. I wouldn't do it, man. I
we
like
have
Tanner McKee.
Such a deep pocket, such a deep comp pick pocket because of the way Howie conducts business.
Well, that's going to continue.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And those comp picks are third, fourth, fifth round, so you just conglomerate all of these, you know, mid-round picks, and you can change them up into something earlier, second round.
You can do some
round.
Damage. Hey, Mark, give me an answer for a character with edge.
So she was definitely not a criminal, but definitely had an edge, especially when she was being questioned in court. I'm going to say Mona Lisa Vito and My Cousin Vinny.
That's a good answer, man.
Great like that. One.
That's a really good answer. All right, let's get
Emmy
to.
Winner. Wait, she won Oscar, the Oscar for that, right?
Best supporting,
yeah.
Supporting actress, yeah, for Marissa Tomei. Vinny and King of Prussia. Vinny, good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Great. What's up, Vinny?
Nothing. I wanted to get a question by you. I'm a good friend.
Here, Vinny, I'm going to get you back on hold. Let's get you in a better phone, and we'll get you right back on the air. Just a little hard to hear you. Will in Northeast Philly. Will, good morning.
Voltron, how y'all doing today?
Awesome, Will.
What's up, pal?
All right. Hey, man, great to hear from y'all. Always love and respect. You know, I think the Phils, you just got to give them a little more time. You know, to keep pulling each other out and to figure out the lineups and everything. I think they're going to have a great run. Like I was saying before, I was comparing it to the Eagles run. They got the right pieces in play right now. All they got to do is start, you know, connecting with one another, connecting the dots.
Well, I would and actually say connecting with the ball more regularly, but I get your point.
Yeah, you got to give it a little more.
Because it really isn't as much about the line. Honest to God, this is one thing I'll say Dombrowski was somewhat right about before the season. It's not as much about how you order the guys, how you sequence them in the lineup. It's about the fact that the guys just got a hit.
Right.
I mean, that is true.
Right. And I always say that, you know. But what I did see, I did see that they was playing small ball. They was making sacrifices.
Yeah.
And they was bringing the runners in. And what I like them to do a little bit more, what Bryce was trying to do, is still more bases, man. And
hey, they're trying that this year. And you know what they're doing this year more than I remember in a bunch of years? The double steal.
Right.
Doesn't it feel like they've tried that maybe three or four times already this year?
I've seen it a lot. But I don't remember if that was other teams doing it to us also.
Well, there are times when stealing third base for me was a lot easier than stealing second base at times.
Really?
Because the pitcher, even though it's a much shorter throw for the catcher and all that, The pitchers, they sometimes just get into a rhythm, and then when they get into a rhythm and they're not picking you up and they give you, I mean, there's a lot of tells, man. It's sometimes really, especially in college for me, it was a joke. I could just walk
just
the
because
third.
They've got their back completely
they give you two looks.
You.
They give you two looks. They pick up home. You can scoot, go.
Yeah.
Unless they have a pickoff going. I mean, listen.
Just not as accustomed to worrying about the guy on second. As
also, the second baseman or short has to get over there as opposed to the first baseman who's standing there. It's a little bit more complicated.
It is a little more complicated, but it's really about the patterns. They get into a rhythm. And as a first base coach, I try to, you know, talk about that all the time. That was part of my job is to look for those tells. Like a guy, every time. time he'd look in it, as he looked away, you can start scooting because he would go home almost every time. There's a lot of different patterns you could pick up. It's a lot easier.
Hey, Will, give me a character with edge that's not a criminal.
And keep working the picture. I'm going to go with this one. I hope. I don't know if it will make it. But here's Johnny, Jack Nicholson and Shiner.
I mean, it does so much bad stuff at the end, right?
Yeah. It might be like too bad.
He turns evil.
Bad.
Yeah.
Trying to kill his kid.
Yeah. Murderous?
Yeah. Almost always.
We don't mean like that kind of bad.
Yeah, that's
not
a lot.
Evil.
All right, let's do what we do every day at this time.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the first thing I want to say before Time's Yours is we're going to get to Time's Yours in 1 minute, because I want to tell you right now about PI Dental Center, which I should have said before we cranked up Time's Yours. PI Dental Center, with their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, of which I've been a patient now for 2 decades. I mean, they are just the best at PI Dental Center. Phenomenal with what they do, with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough. Both, of course, as I tell you all the time, board-certified specialists. Look, they specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. And board-certified prosthodontists is what I meant to say. Look, incredible people, great experts. Fort Washington, easy to get to location, and the best in the business. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that deliver fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. If you need help with your teeth, you got major pain, major problems, well, get yourself there. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. All right, Time's Yours, of course, is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Joe, may you be visited by the ghost of Val Kilmer tonight for saying that Tom Cruise, who jumped up and down on Oprah's couch, was more edgy in Top Gun than Val Kilmer. That is one of your worst takes of all time. I hope Val Kilmer comes to you in your dream tonight and shakes you up. Time's yours.
Just to be clear, sir, it's not Tom Cruise versus Val Kilmer. It's Maverick versus Iceman. Like, you're wrong.
Joe, what are you talking about, Joe? Nukes. Jeez, we're talking about inspiring people, not strong-arming people, Joe. Influential. Inspiring. Jalen Hurts. Not nukes. Not strong-arming people. Come on, Joe.
Well, inspiring is part... All right, chairman of the Fed, Reed,
Joe,
you got the list.
Joe rules through fear. Is the chairman that's of the point. Is that's the what we
No, exactly.
That's is the chairman of the Fed.
Fear is how Joe rules.
Is the chairman of the Fed on the top 100?
I do not believe he is.
I mean, you know, like, the economy...
We're not talking about forced influence here.
Joe, then you just put those lists up and you just change the names of who's ever in
pretty
the office
much.
At the time.
The list should have been, here are 100 influential people. Okay, Jalen Hurts, he's an influential person.
God, not everyone is.
It says most. It says the most influential people.
All right, Hozier's on the list. Okay,
who?
Just settle down.
He's a musician.
No
he's
way
musician.
Joe knows who that
0%
is.
0%
Hozier's?
Hozier.
Hozier.
Never heard of her.
Kristen Bell?
Who?
Kristen Bell?
I've heard of her. I don't know much about her. I've heard of her.
That's actually kind of random. That
I know.
You don't know who Kristen Bell is?
I've heard of her. I don't know much. I couldn't tell you facts.
And you're reading People magazine?
Yeah, I don't know how you
forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Bro.
Nothing really registers. It's almost like...
I'm having trouble with that.
Well, this is why...
He can't really learn new things. That's like low on the list.
Guys, by Friday, I got to know Ariana Grande.
I didn't know this.
You do. I was going to say, his first People Mag report is due in a couple days.
On Friday, I will have an...
Scarlett Johansson.
Well, get to her in another week. I know a little bit about her. Once we lock someone in for a Friday for the celebrity I got to know, then I will not forget. That's the point.
This Friday, it's Ariana Grande.
Yes, and then I'm going to keep a tally so I can always go back and have this stuff in my mind.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're so weird.
Hey, Joe, Iceman's more edgier, you asshole. I'm just...
Oh, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, you pipsqueak, jealous loser. This is ridiculous. Could you be more of a hater of Jalen Hurts? Will you just keep your opinions to yourself when somebody gets something that they deserve? An innovator. What are you? You're a pipsqueak loser that's jealous of Jack Fritz.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Pipsqueak, came in hot there.
Pipsqueak.
That was aggressive.
What is this nonsense?
Add it to the list.
Joe, did you really just say that you think you would win on Jeopardy? Are you serious? Are you serious, dude? Because you're stupid.
That's not what I said. And that's not what I said. But okay, listen.
What was that show? What was that movie?
Nate,
I'm an
Justin,
idiot.
Justin, will you save that my drops folder for drop of the week, please? Thank you.
Everyone just takes their. This last hour turned vicious.
Holy cow!
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jalen Hurts gets his cool honor, and you got to just slam him, and then you get what you deserve.
Yeah. With that, time's yours. Fortunately, finally, we shut it down mercifully.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All righty. Twitter poll question of the day. It is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in 2025. Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer. Starting at only $23,995, together let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. All right, poll question. Two league playoffs, obviously, either going on or about to start. NHL starts soon, and NBA started last night. Which league's playoffs are you going to watch a lot this year? That was the phrase we went with, a lot this year. So NBA, NHL, both or neither. John, how do you think this thing shook out?
Sadly, I think D is going to win this.
Thing. D not only wins, it gets basically two-thirds of the votes, just about.
Oh,
64% say they're not planning on watching a lot of either sport. 24% say they plan to watch the NHL, which is a pretty hefty number for the
NHL.
That's
big, yeah.
That's a solid...
And I'm assuming based on the 62% that means the NBA is really low.
Yeah, NBA's 10%.
I mean, that's incredible. 5 years ago even, NBA wins that poll easy.
Correct.
Hold on. Not as incredible as these glasses. Can you hold these up for everyone's view?
It's pretty bad.
Look at these glasses. These are impossible to see.
It's almost opaque.
The opaque frosted glass.
Oh,
the glass is so dirty. It's thick with... What is that?
Can I help the guy?
Oil and grease.
Dude.
It really is.
When you take them off, do you know that you aren't supposed to touch the glass?
It's frosted glass. It's like frosted glass, like privacy glass.
People be nice tomorrow. I'm just asking for people to be nice.
We should be nicer. But you should wash your glasses off or clean them.
I should. We need a winning answer, and we need it fairly quick.
I like John McClane.
A character with edge. So McClane,
Rick Vaughn was the other. Those were the two. She's a killer, though. She's a killer.
And Mona Lisa.
But she's defending herself.
No,
she's a killer first for Bill, and then she defends herself.
Rick
she starts, is it? Yeah.
All right, we got to move very fast. Rick Vaughn or John McClane, Rhea?
John McClane.
I think it's John McClane. John McClane.
He's already got it because, John, you said John McClane. I would have gone Rick Vaughn, but John McClane wins. Congrats to Dave with the answer, John McClane. Hey, have a great rest of the day. Joe and Hugh, they are up next.